Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Between Mecca and Islamabad, the betrayal by political leaders and military commanders and the opportunity to establish a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. On Saturday, April 11, 2026, the Saudi Ministry of Defense stated that Pakistan had, quote, sent fighter planes and other military forces to the kingdom to bolster security under the joint defense agreement signed between the two countries, coinciding with Islamabad's hosting of talks between the U.S. and Iran. Pakistan deployed 13,000 troops and F-16 fighter planes. On the same day, Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan traveled to Islamabad and confirmed a $5 billion Saudi-Qatari financial aid package for Pakistan. After long hours spent by the political leaders and military commanders of Pakistan striving to secure a victory for the U.S.-led coalition, a victory that the U.S. had failed to achieve on the battlefield, the meeting between the leaders of the coalition and the Iranian negotiating team was arranged in Islamabad. After the failure of those followers to achieve victory for their masters on the negotiating table, they sent the Muslim armed forces who should fight the enemy in jihad to assist America on its front to achieve that victory militarily and by force through the sacrifice of the blood of Muslim fighters who are thrown into fighting their Muslim brothers on the other side. The descendants of the two imams, Muslim and Bukhari, under pretext that no child, even a weaned one, would believe. What kind of mutual defense agreement are they talking about? Was the mutual defense agreement meant to defend American interests in the region, as well as its agents, the House of Saud, even if it meant standing on the skulls of Muslims in any Muslim country? Doesn't the Hijaz itself need to be cleansed of the House of Saud, America's agents who opened the country wide to the crusading American forces, allowing them to establish military bases from which they launch attacks and bomb against our people in the lands of Muslim and Bukhari? Weren't the House of Saud the ones who stabbed the Uthmani Khilafah, Ottoman Caliphate, in the back and brought it down in coordination with the head of the snake, Britain? Is defending these people an honor to be proud of, or a disgrace and a shame that disgraces its bearer? O Muslims in Pakistan and the sincere in the armed forces, your political leaders and military commanders have transformed your Muslim army from one founded on Islam and the love of jihad into a mercenary force fighting alongside the crusaders against their fellow Muslims. For a pittance of dirty money, they have reached the point that no believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether from the general Muslim population or the soldiers of the armies, can remain silent about for even a moment. Since Pakistan army can move and deploy across seas and deserts, why doesn't it continue its journey to the blessed land of Palestine, liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the destination of the night journey al-Isra, and atone for its sinful failure to protect them for over 2 years? Do you really think that the monstrous Jewish entity needs more than 13,000 Mujahideen officers and soldiers of Pakistan Army to liberate it, when a handful of resistance fighters in Palestine possessing less than a small fraction of the weaponry that nuclear-armed Pakistan possesses have proven so difficult to defeat? This is the treachery of your political rulers and the weakness of your military commanders. Do not participate in this treachery and weakness, for you know the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la takhunu Allah wa rasoola wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. O you who have believed, do not betray Allah and the Messenger or betray your trusts while you know the consequences. Al-Anfal 27. O the sincere in Pakistan army, if you had a military commander like Muhammad bin Qasim or Salah ad-Din, he would have used your 13,000 men to liberate the land of the two sacred harams from the defilement of the House of Saud and to cleanse the land of the prophethood from American bases and ships. He would have given his military support, Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir, to declare the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood on the land of the two sacred harams. He would have offered the people of Khorasan the option of submission and unity with the Khilafah, which would deliver them from their current state of mutual aggression. The Khalifa Caliph would have unified the Hijaz, Khorasan, and Pakistan in a single day, and thus a major independent world power would have been born in the blink of an eye. So rise up, you sincere in Pakistan army, both in Rawalpindi and the land of the Hijaz, and overthrow the thrones of the traitors in both countries. Give your support to the true leader who represents you and your military and intellectual aqidah. Know that this is a golden opportunity to liberate yourselves from Western subservience and to free yourselves and your ummah under the state of glory and victory. The Khilafah on the method of prophethood, which your honorable messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold. So beware lest you miss this opportunity and regret it when regret is of no use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the path of Allah you cling heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter, except a little? At-Tawbah 38, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.